Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Happy anniversary, baby! Got you on my mind! Happy anniversary, baby! Got you on my
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Thanks for helping me celebrate our 19th anniversary of the Small Business Advocate Show. 19 years ago, 1997 it was, when we kicked this baby off, and we've had more fun than the law allows ever since. And one of the great things we've gotten to do, my friends, and by the way, I'm Jim Blasingame. If you just tuned in, if you literally just showed up, I'm the leader of this wacky place, Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, And one of the things we've got to do that's been so special is we get to meet some cool people, some really smart people. Nobody on the show, no chopped liver for my audience, only the best for my audience. And nobody fits that bill better than our good friend Greg Sullivan. We've known him since 1999. We've already had his 17th anniversary. He's in his second company now to found. He's the chief technical officer at Global Velocity, former company Greg G.A. Sullivan and Company. He's an award-winning journalist and received a national award, award-winning entrepreneur, a national award from the SBA, and he's our good friend, Greg Sullivan. Welcome back to the show.
Jim, thanks. Always a pleasure.
It's good to have you back, as always. One of your main areas of focus right now in your business is cybersecurity. And we've talked about this with you. We've talked about it with other folks, especially from the macro standpoint. But you want to dial it down a little bit more finer tuned today, don't you?
That's right, Jim. And there are many things we need to be thinking about when it comes to cybersecurity. And the first point I'd like to make is congratulations on 19 years.
Oh, thank you.
So you and I met in 1999, and yep. Jim, I have to admit you then. So 19 years later, and you still have the energy to do this, it is amazing to me, and it is greatly appreciated all you're doing for all of us.
I appreciate that, Greg. Thank you very much.
So anyway, let's talk about cybersecurity because it's something that everybody needs to be thinking about.
But you want to put something in front of that term, don't you? Inside.
There's two things I want everybody to be thinking about and having a way to address. One is insider threat, and the other is ransomware. And I know that's on everybody's mind.
So we haven't talked about insider threats much. Tell us about what does that mean.
So it turns out, at least by industry survey, as good as those can be. About 80% of data loss that occurs at the hands of trusted insiders.
Hmm.
Now, the vast majority of that is a trusted insider simply being careless or making a mistake, not following the rules or procedures,
right,
and exposing data.
Like an employee who opens up an attachment or clicks on a bad link or something like that.
Right, or passes confidential data to a personal email address, or things
right.
like that, or sends it, puts it on a USB drive and takes it home, things like that,
right,
or shares information with others. So now some of the data is actually taken out by malware that's on our systems, and it's sent out on the wire. That tends to be the least way data is stolen, but it turns out we spend most of our money trying to prevent that act instead of paying
mm-hmm.
attention to what our insiders are doing with the data.
Mm-hmm.
So there are various things people can do to focus on their insiders.
Well, why don't you, Greg?
Why?
Because I can write a check and hire you to take care of that. Insider stuff requires me to do something like training.
Training is involved, and just, we call
you see what I mean? I mean, I can take care of the other by buying an off-the-shelf product basically from you. This other stuff makes me, I got to do some work to make that happen.
Yeah, and there are services and if you're, you know, large companies, for example, kind of constantly are doing checks on their humans to see if they've been arrested or or gotten into financial troubles and things like that. And there are services available to do those kind of things. And they're, you know, they're reasonably priced. And so you, every time there's a big data breach and it's determined it was at the hand of an insider, there's information that was available prior to that event that would have tipped us off that that was a risk.
What are some things that we should look for? What are some things that we should be doing to try to minimize insider security cybersecurity threats?
Well, part of it is you just understand and pay attention to when you know, people become disgruntled, or you know, there are major changes in the organization, there are changes in behavior. I mean, all the normal things you do from a human side, but there are tools like the one my company sells from Global Velocity that will allow you to track what's happening to your data inside of your company. And if data starts being copied in places or being sent to places it shouldn't be sent to and things like that, it you know, will immediately become obvious that something is up, and mm-hmm. you can usually trace it down to a human that needs some attention.
So, and what, all right, so, but there's got to be something, I mean, there's steps that we can take to, before this happens, right? You talked about doing a good background check, that's one thing. But what about the people who didn't mean to do anything wrong, and they messed up? What kind of training do we need for them? Can we hire that? Can we bring somebody in to do that training for us?
So you can, and Jim, I've seen, you know, it's the old Ronald Reagan adage, trust and verify, you know, so you need to put the tools in place to track what people are doing. But yeah, you have to train. But Jim, I know the largest organizations in the world have done everything they can to keep people from clicking on, you know, links in emails.
Right.
And you know, without training, click rates are 50-80%. With training, they go down to about 20%.
Right.
With intense, constant, diligent training, it goes down to about 5%.
But it still happens.
But it still happens, and it only takes one.
Well, you know what? At least once a month, I get an email from one of my 2,000 Brain Trust members. It's obvious to me. Well, they got a breach. Somebody, because it's one of those emails, and it had your name on the email, for example. And I say, well, they got
Jim,
breached. Inside.
Jim, I happen to know you never got one of those. From
no,
me.
Not from you or from me. Hold on to that thought. We're gonna take a quick break. Right back with Greg Sullivan. He and I will be right back. 20 after. Greg, what's your website? Quickly.
GlobalVelocity.com.
All right.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.